Welcome to a SearchDataManagement.com Tipcast series focusing on enterprise data integration methods. In this explanation of extract, transform, and load, better known as ETL technology, you'll learn how ETL works, how it's commonly used, as well as advantages and disadvantages of ETL. Our expert for this Tipcast series is Mark Madsen, president of Third Nature, a market research and consulting firm focused on business intelligence, data integration, and data management. Mark is an award-winning architect and CTO whose work has been featured in numerous industry publications. He is a principal author of Clickstream Data Warehousing and teaches classes on data warehousing and open source for the Data Warehousing Institute. And now, let's hear Mark give a tutorial about ETL.
ETL tools in one form or another have been around for over 20 years. The first question some people have is what ETL stands for, and that would be extract, transform, and load. Really, the history dates back to mainframe data migrations when people would move data from one application to another. So this is really one of the most mature out of all of the data integration technologies. ETL is a data movement technology specifically where you are getting data from one application's data store and moving it to another location rather than trying to interface to an application's programming interfaces. So you're skipping all of the application's logic and going right to the data layer. And then you have a target location where you're trying to land that data. The tool itself is used to specify data sources and the rules to extract and process that data, and then it executes the process for you. So it's not really the same thing as programming in a traditional programming sense where you write procedures and code. Instead, the environment works with a graphical interface where you're specifying rules and possibly using drag and drop interface to show the flows of data in a process. The way it works then is that it takes these rules and runs them through an engine or generates code and even an executable, which is then executable within your production environments. Most ETL tools are run in a batch mode because that's where they've evolved from. So there's some sort of an event that triggers the extract, or it's schedule driven, and the schedule dictates that at such and such a time you run this particular extract. And then there can be dependencies in the schedule so that if one thing executes successfully, another thing can be triggered to run. ETL tools themselves are geared towards data-oriented developers and DBAs. So these aren't the kind of tools which are really aimed at application developers who are more into procedural coding and third-generation languages. We're looking at somebody who understands data, is not necessarily an application programmer, and the preference is in particular somebody who understands something about databases and SQL, since about 80% of the time we're pulling data from databases directly. ETL tools are good for bulk data movement, getting large volumes of data and transferring them in batch. They're good for situations where you have complex rules and transformations. So you've got calculations and string manipulation and data changes and integration of multiple sets of data. And in particular, high volumes of data from different types of sources. So you can read multiple types of databases, files, web services, and bring all of these things together. The way the tools facilitate this is through connector libraries and integrated metadata stores underneath them. And that makes maintenance and traceability much easier than in a hand-coded environment. They do have some weaknesses, though. ETL tools typically aren't that great at near real-time or on-demand data access, where you have a need for quick response. They were geared towards more of a batch mode of working, and so they're adding features to overcome this, but the complexity of doing on-demand or real-time is kind of high. So for most people in the data warehousing environment in particular, I'd say that 80 to 90% of their needs are met with an ETL tool. Now, one of the things that's happened in the market is that ETL tools have been evolving into suites or platforms that have multiple different integration components. So you can see the addition of some of these real-time feeds or on-demand access. We're also seeing data profiling, data quality, integration into BI environments and BI tools appear in the ETL suites. So they're becoming suited for broader use outside of strict data warehousing or BI environments. You'll see that people are using them for system migrations, consolidations, and other things of that nature. In essence, going back to the tool's roots as a data movement technology.
Again, that was Mark Madsen, president of Third Nature, a market research and consulting firm. For more information or to contact Mark directly, visit thirdnature.net. You can also find this link on the page where you downloaded this podcast. And for more tutorials from our Enterprise Data Integration Tipcast series, as well as articles, podcasts, and other resources about enterprise data integration, please continue to turn to searchdatamanagement.com. Thank you again for listening to the searchdatamanagement.com Tipcast.